Hi, I'm Peter Dowdall, a horticultural consultant based in Cork, and you're listening to The Thod Show.
Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Thod Show with Peter Donegan. Dublin City FM. It is The Thod Show. Good afternoon. It's Brian Green and Peter Donegan with Katrina Redmond on the blogs. And might I say, the blogs are looking fine at thodshow.com and facebook.com/The Thod Show. Also available on Twitter at Thod Show if you want to tweet us during the show. And as always, you can email during the week, info@sodshow.com. Brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and, what does he say every week, home and garden. You can check them out at greensacks.ie, or you can check them out in the supermarket where you can drop them into your trolley. Our thanks to Greensacks for sponsoring The Thod Show. Coming up on today's programme, Peter Donegan talks to Peter Dowdall. It's all the PDs today, isn't it? And not those kind of PDs, they're gone. Forget them. Not allowed to do politics on The Thod Show either. So back to all things horticultural. Well, we'll catch up with Peter and find out all about what's happening with Peter Dowdall and horticulture from the Cork end of the world. But before that, some news just in from Fingal County Council. Thanks for dropping this into us, lads. Ardgillan Castle are having their first ever history seminar. Ardgillan, warts and all, Saturday the 17th of May 2014. So that's tomorrow. The workshop will consist of lectures of four diverse and fascinating topics, all of which have something in common. Ardgillan Castle. Have you been? If you haven't, if it's, you know, within reach of you, and everyone in Dublin should be able to reach to Ardgillan Castle, it's, you know, not too far up the North County, you should take a trip. Check it out. Registration is at 10 o'clock and the first talk is at 10:15. And now, without further ado, it's time to go to Peter, meeting Peter, the Peter Dowdall that is.
In my company is the legend, that is Peter Dowdall. Peter, how big of a legend are you in comparison to me?
The only legend in this part of the world, really, Peter, is the likes of John Hayes and Paul O'Connell. I'm afraid I'm quite simply a gardener, but I'm lucky to make a career out of doing what I enjoy. I love gardening, and I love kind of imparting the joy of gardening on others. I don't want that to sound too pie in the sky. You get people, particularly the younger people, that say, "Oh, I'm scared of gardening. I don't have green fingers. I don't know what to do." Forget about all that. You put something in the ground, it's going to grow. Everything after that is an extra. You might be happy just to plant your apple tree and let it fruit away and give it what you give it, or give you what it's going to give you. Or you may want to take it to the next level and start grafting different varieties, start training it as a cordon or an espalier. Or with your herbaceous perennial, you may be happy to just let that in the ground. Or again, you may want to take that to the next level and lift it and divide it and take root cuttings. But what I'm trying to say is the level that you want to go to is totally up to yourself. But the basic principle of gardening is straightforward. You put something in the ground, you give it water, it's going to grow, and it's great fun.
Bring me back, Peter. You're not 30 years of age, you're not 21 years of age, but take me all the way back to Peter Dowdall at 5, 6, 7, 10. What was the spark? Was there, and I always get asked this one, was your grandfather, was your father a gardener? What made you turn around and go, stuff it, I'm not going to be a Formula One racing driver, or I'm not going to play for Liverpool or Munster Rugby or whatever the case may be, I'm going to go and get my hands dirty?
It's just a shock to me to hear that I'm not 21, you know. I really think I still am. But yeah, no, there's no history of it in my family. My mum was a keen gardener, like everybody's mammy. She was a keen gardener. From the age of literally about 3 years of age, I can remember walking around with her, you know, mixing compost, planting up the annuals, potting the seeds. I got the bug from her, definitely. But it stuck with me. It stuck with me from age three, and it's still with me. A couple of big life decisions along the way when you leave school. Do you want to try and make a career of it, or do you want to do something, you know, more conventional, if you like? Do you want to go become a lawyer, an accountant, any of that? I stuck with gardening, went over to the UK, trained in horticulture, and have been working in garden centres ever since. And yeah, I haven't looked back. I still really enjoy what I'm doing.
in the nicest way of saying, and this is probably a bit of a testament to you, but you are one of Ireland's garden journalists. You write and you also speak on other radio stations. Do you want to tell people where they can hear you or find out your thoughts in print?
Yeah, well, I am the gardening columnist for the Irish Examiner, which thankfully at this stage is one of the most widely read gardening pages in Ireland. And I speak on in a kind of Ask the Expert kind of style on C103, which is a Cork radio station. And it's great because, you know, you get really talking to people, and obviously you get a lot of the same questions, you cover a lot of the same topics, but people are interested, and people, they tell me, you know, I tune in deliberately to hear you on a Wednesday, and that's nothing to do with me, that's just they want to hear about what's happening in gardening, they want answers to simple questions. It might be simple to you or me, Peter, but that's because, remember, we're working with them all the time. We're, you know, these are people who they might just have that half day and a weekend to go out and do something in the garden, and they're not sure what to do. The answer is very often very straightforward and very simple, but it's great because when you get a show like that, and like your own show, this Sod Show, that's so active and so interactive, I suppose, involving other people, that's great because it's alive, you know, and that's what I enjoy about it.
You've done the telly thing again. There's comparables possibly between us, and I know I'm a lot better looking, and my sense of humour is I tick all the boxes. You're kind of almost coming a little bit close to me in that apart. I'm joking, okay? But you've done the telly thing, so people will listen to this. They'll see the photograph up on sideshow.com, and they will turn around and go, "Where do I know that chap from?" You have in the past. You were on the Beeb. You were on the RTE. You've done the UTVs.
Yeah, you must introduce me to your sense of humour sometime. I wasn't aware you had one. But yeah, no, I've done all of them actually. I've been in RTE quite a lot over the last 10, 12 years. I did worked with TV3 for 4 or 5 years. Yeah, I worked with the BBC when they came over here to do Ground Force with Tommy Walsh and Charlie and them. I've done a lot of it, and TV has always been great, and I enjoy doing it, but I wouldn't ever make it your career. It's too fickle an industry, if you like, and it's such a small industry in such a small country when you're staying in Ireland. Yes, I enjoy doing it. Yes, we do programmes that people seem to enjoy. But it's not all about that. It's just trying to impart it to people how easy it is. And I'm very enthusiastic when it comes to gardening, and it's just because I'm trying to explain that how easy it is, and also the important thing that is vital important. Gardens are there for us as a place to enjoy, yes, but they hold a much more important role, and that is their home to myriad wildlife. They're home to such important species, and it's incumbent upon all of us, not just the likes of you and me, Peter, the professional gardeners, but everybody who has an outdoor space, to use it responsibly. And what by that I mean, don't be pouring chemicals out there that are going to damage the natural order. Don't be, you know, pouring out slug pellets that are also going to kill the birds and hedgehogs, which are the natural predators for slugs. Simple things like this that we may not know are causing damage, but they are. And that's what we need to be careful not to do. And if we do that, and if we garden with nature as opposed to working against it, we're going to have better results in the garden.
How, in the nicest way of saying, has horticulture changed in Ireland? I suppose I say this with a little bit of maybe Sod Show in mind. So I make gardens for a living. Myself and Brian don't receive a wage for doing the Sod Show. Outside of that, we kind of don't have a whole lot of competition. And at this moment in time, there is no garden television show in Ireland to be broadcast. We have a lot of them from our counterparts in the UK, and they do an absolute sterling job at that. They're fantastic shows. Why is that, Peter?
Well, you tell me, Peter. The first part of your question was, how has the industry changed? Now, I'm working, my first job was in a place called Regional Nurseries, if anybody remembers it, in Dundrum with Dr. Neil Murray. My first summer job, I was 16 years of age. I think it's now a housing estate or something, unfortunately. But the best-selling plant there at the time was a Hebe Mrs. Winder. I remember it well. And it sold at £4.99. That was 1989. That's 25 years ago. You fast forward now to garden centres now in 2014, and one of the more popular selling shrubs is still the Hebes. €6.99. So that's a difference of 25 years and no difference in money. In fact, you could probably work it out. When you work out the conversion rate, it's possibly gone down. The point I'm getting at is, it's a very undervalued industry. There's such value to be had in the garden. Like, you spend 50 or 100 euro in the garden, you've an awful lot to show for it. But forgetting about the money side of it, there's great therapy to be had in the garden, the psychological benefits of working outside in the garden. But going back to the money side of it, it hasn't progressed because of that. And the industry is in trouble. The industry has no real leadership in this country. There's no group that has taken horticulture and represents it. It's thrown in nearly as an add-on to Bord Bia's remit, which is primarily food. And that's no disrespect to Bord Bia, but it is really thrown in as an add-on. It was Bord Glas that ran it. Nobody takes horticulture seriously. The salaries, the wages are all very much deflated. How the hell are you ever going to attract good people into the industry when you're paying them, you know, pittance? It's not just going to happen. And your Hebes are going to continue to sell for what was £4.99, now £6.99. What else in the world has been in production for 2 or 3 years and can be retailed at €6 or €7? Nothing. There is nothing out there in the last 25 years. Everything from the price of a cup of tea to a house has you know, gone up in price by thousands of percent. Horticulture, not so. And I think that's stifling the industry. How you deal with it, I'm not sure. You can't just up the prices. You know, I'm not sure what the answer is here. But the industry needs a good, strong collective focus. It needs good people in charge of it to decide, okay, what is the future for horticulture in Ireland? Because whether we like it or not, the Irish horticultural industry is facing extreme competition from the Dutch. You can get a Serfinia petunia delivered to your garden centre, any part of the country, very often cheaper than you can from an Irish grower from Holland. And this is what the industry needs to look at. And it's not just Serfinia petunias, it's all different plants. The Dutch now will deliver one trolley all the way from Holland to the most remote garden centre in Ireland. That's what the Irish horticulture industry needs to be fighting against. And not just looking at the Irish industry. The Irish horticulture industry needs to look at exporting into the UK. It needs to look at exporting across Europe. But it needs, you've got a lot of this, the nurseries in Ireland growing the same plants and competing with each other, even though they're neighbours. Look at the Dutch model and copy it. It may not be as much fun, but nursery A, let's say, grows plant A to F. Nursery B grows G to P or whatever it's going to be, and market yourself as one. I know the Kildare growers tried it. I don't think it's working so much anymore, the Kildare growers. But if you do that as a group and have the group represented in the trade shows in the UK and things of that, start. The Irish industry is a tiny industry in a tiny country. It should be working together as one. It's not. And as a result, the Dutch are getting a very strong foothold, have a very strong foothold in Ireland. You've got the discount stores, you've got the multiples. And now, in fairness, a lot of the Irish multiples are buying from Irish growers, as they should. A lot of the foreign multiples aren't, and that's all affecting the industry. The industry really needs good leadership at the moment.
Okay, we are going to pause for a song of the week. Brian, you are back in studio. Play me something a little bit upbeat, and I will talk to you in part two.
Thanks, Peter. Last week, the Sod Show had their Christmas party. Yeah, we kind of do things a bit weird like that, but the three of us got together. Hello, Katrina. And went to the Seamus Ennis Centre in Nall to see the Henry Girls in concert. No, I'm not playing them again this week because I like to slip in and play the Henry Girls as often as I can during the year, but not today. But just a mention to say, wonderful gig. Check them out at thehenrygirls.com and the Henry Girls on Twitter. Wonderful, wonderful music. And what a great venue, the Seamus Ennis Centre in Nall, North County Dublin. And the usual debate, is it Nall or the Nall? I think the locals say that it's Nall if you're local, and you hear the Nall from people who are not in Nall. 103.2 Dublin City FM. It is the Sod Show with greensacks.ie. Compostable bags for home and garden. Song of the week time, influenced by the discussion I had earlier about Cromwell in Ireland, and a tenuous link to the Henry Girls, who do a cover of a Elvis Costello song. This is Oliver's Army.
103.2 Dublin City FM, still in my company, the gentleman that is Peter Dowdall. Peter, we noted in part one how the industry, I guess, has changed, or maybe not changed at all in some senses of the word. One of the gigs that I would have met you at some weeks ago was the Clare Garden Festival. Both of us were talking at it. How important is the likes of Clare Garden Festival for horticulture in this country?
I think the likes of Clare Garden Festival, which was a great festival, I remember it was a lovely day out down there, in fairness, down in Ennis. Things like the Clare Festival, you've Mallow Show, you've regional shows all over the country, you've specialist nursery shows. They're vital because the lifeblood of the smaller growers and of the smaller nurseries, these shows really are their outlets. And from the public's point of view, it's a fantastic opportunity to meet the experts, like who, when they go to things like Bloom, and a lot of these guys also exhibit in the UK shows, you're not going to get next near them. So from the public's point of view, they get to meet them, and that's great. But from the industry's point of view, these shows, and they may not all have the high profile of Bloom, and they may not have the money invested in them in marketing and the same kind of marketing budgets and things like that, but they're still getting thousands of people to these shows, which is great. It shows that the industry is being supported when the industry does something. Now, it goes back to the industry. You have particular people in the industry taking it upon themselves to organise these things, and that's the way it has to be. You have Carmen Cronin, for example, in the Clare one, which you mentioned, who organised nearly single-handedly the Clare Garden Festival. And I suppose that's the way it has to be. The industry as a group, or Borbia, can't organise every single show. But without them, I think the specialist nurseries would just nearly cease to exist.
Yeah, it was to be fair, an absolute fantastic day, and I was wonderful to listen to. Peter wasn't bad. I'm absolutely joking. What does the future hold for you, Peter? What has the last 5 years been like to you, and what will the next 5 years maybe possibly bring to you? I know it's a very crystal ball kind of a question, but how do you see it going?
Well, who knows, Peter? Yeah, the last 5 years have been a roller coaster for me. I had spent 15 years building up my own garden centre in Cork, which is a very, very much plant-focused centre. And we were probably one of the biggest plant retailers in Munster. But then those two horrific winters in 2010-11 just wiped me out, really. And I made a life decision again. I just made the decision to close the business, and it worked for a very nice guy, Charlie O'Leary, in the Pavilion Garden Centre. Who knows what is going to happen over the next number of years. But you know what? At least there's choices. And you know, life is interesting. It's always interesting. And I'd hate to ever get stuck in a rut. I don't know. Will I go back working for myself? Will I stay doing what I'm doing? Who knows? It's interesting, though.
It is indeed. And to be fair, for those listening at home, I don't want to put a dampener on this conversation. It is genuinely wonderful to be sitting in Peter's company and to be talking with him, my sense of humour aside. But I will confirm what he said, and this is the dampener, that the period of winter, the winter of discontent, as some may know it, as of 2010, the floods that came in 2011. For those who work in the great, double underlined, it is the great outdoors, it's been a turbulent few years, and I would like to say that you should only get your garden done by Donegan Landscaping, etc., etc., but in short, you know, supporting your own and buying Irish plants, there is a lot to be said for it. Is that a fair way to put it, Peter?
Yeah, absolutely, Peter. And I mean, again, not to put too much of a dampener on it, it has been a turbulent time. I had put 15 years of my life into my business, and every penny that I had ever earned, I left, as Anne Robinson would say, I left with nothing. But hey, that's life. I'm not going to cry about it. You move on to the next chapter. But what you're talking about, supporting local landscapers, local garden centres, yes, it is very important. But just on an aside there for a second, and it shouldn't be overlooked either, I'm not necessarily saying always to support local from any patriotic duty either, but like if you're buying your plants in a supermarket under glass where they've been grown, maybe in a different country under glass, bought in a 40-foot truck, they've never been outside, let alone they've never been outside in the Irish climate. So plants that have been grown outdoors in Ireland are going to do better in your garden than ones that have been grown artificially in a different country. So always just bear that in mind as well.
If people want to get in touch with you, Peter, you are Peter Dowdall. That's PeterDowdall on the Twitter thing, if they want to say hello. I gather there's a website, or if they want to get in touch as well, no?
Well, there's Twitter, and I'm quite active on Twitter and always on Facebook, and through any of them you'll get my contact details, my email addresses. It's quite simple one. It's my own name, PeterDowdallGardener@gmail.com. I'm always available to talk to people. I do a lot of horticulture and consultations in your own garden where I can advise you on what to do. But you'll find me.
And you'll always see him wearing a very fancy Dan shirt and a lovely jumper. Peter, it genuinely has been a wonderful pleasure to spend time in your company, and it's great to talk to you once again.
And before we speak again, Peter, you must introduce me to this legendary sense of humour that you talk about.
Brian Green maybe has an answer for that one. Brian, it's back to you in the studio, my good man.
The legendary Peter Donegan talking to the legendary Peter Dowdall, and legendary sense of humour of Peter Donegan's, only too well known here on The Sod Show. Sure, I have to do these links with him every week. It's some week I'm not going to be here when he comes back to me. It's back to Brian in the studio. And Brian will be in an outside broadcast somewhere, and you'll hear the birds tweeting away and the wind whistling in the microphone, and I just won't be in studio. I'll be somewhere else. That's what I dream of, is getting out of this darkened studio and into daylight and fresh air and sunshine. Have you seen the weather forecast? It's absolutely amazing. Weather forecast. Today, 15 to 16 degrees in some parts, but temperatures rising 17 to 20 generally in a moderate to south to southwest wind. And the weekend is looking great too. So just a quick mention for Dublin Garden Festival. It's on the 13th to the 15th of June 2014. Not too long away now. And it's bringing the outside inside. Okay, I have to admit, I've never been inside Christchurch Cathedral. 44 years in this city and I haven't been. Okay, we'll have to correct that. 103.2 Dublin City FM, with thanks to Katrina on the blogs, Peter Donegan who produces. I'm Brian Green, back in studio, back next Friday at 3 p.m. in studio. Talk to you then. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. Check them out in the supermarket where you can drop greensacks into your trolley. Take care. Bye-bye.